Molas, 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 molas. A bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary? Making money, now that's the key.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to episode 126 of the award-nominated Rig Biz Podcast. And I'm joined by an injured Archie. Are you okay? What's going
That's
on?
Me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion.
Why are you losing your religion? Sorry, what's going on?
Listen to a bit of REM. I'm a bit down, mate.
You seem down, but what's going on?
I'm injured. I get like this. Every time I get injured, I listen to a lot of REM.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit down and done.
Is this a last...
You know me, I'm an active guy.
Yeah.
I like to be out and about, lifting weights, kicking rugby balls, and doing rugby runs.
Is this a lash injury or is this a rugby injury?
No, this is proper rugger's injury. As you can see, I've got crutches.
Yeah.
I don't actually need them, but it's just aiding recovery.
It's a good look as well.
It's a strong look.
Yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes when you're injured, a rugby player, people don't realise the injury, but with crutches, automatically people know you're injured and you get the good
You've
crutches.
Also got the big sock on your foot
I'm just, you know, anything to get me fit for this weekend. But yeah, I mean, got really badly injured. Got accidentally stamped on my foot, ankle, leg, thigh, and my hip, and my ribs. Got accidentally,
big error. Big error.
Not even the opposition. My own team accidentally.
What, in a ruck or?
Yeah, like ruck after ruck after ruck. Honestly had to come off at 60 minutes. I was absolutely beaten up.
Jesus.
Ironically, not even by the opposition, by like the guys on my own team.
That is odd.
How often does that happen, Clarence? You get accidentally stamped on like 7 times.
That often, yeah.
God, that's the nature. That's the nature of Ruggers Day.
Did you win the game?
That's semi-professional rugby. Yeah, we won the game, and the boys had a big bit up, and they all went for it. They said it was a really big night. I mean, after match, I said, look, I'm probably good to go, but they actually, good of them. The boys were good. They sat me down and said, listen, don't come out tonight.
Yeah.
Get yourself better. They didn't say it, but I could tell they were saying, get back for next weekend.
We
need you on and off the pitch.
Did they say it was one of the good nights?
The WhatsApp group was just pinging. I looked like an absolutely cracking night. They're all in infernos.
Yeah.
And a lot of the boys, this never happens when I'm out. They all just cracked on to the next day. As a captain, that brings a tear to my eye, mate. It's bloody good to see. And yeah, just great. Great to see the boys had a really good night.
Well, that's wonderful. Talking about good weekend.
That's me in the gunner.
Hey, you're going to be fine.
That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Well, I have a tendency to break out.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I let it out that way because I sometimes feel like crying because I'm like, you know, this. I hate being inactive. You know, my calorie count is down, step count is down.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at my Apple Watch and the circles are not completing.
It does, annoying.
Mentally, it has a go at you.
And
you get to that point when you cry and then you're like, that's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight, losing my religion.
That is a shame, because your religion is rugby.
I feel better.
Your religion is rugby after all, isn't it? And you've lost faith and hope
the
in
church
that.
Of rugby. As I live and breathe.
Obviously you get home Saturday evening, you have a chilled one, probably see your daughter, I'm guessing. Sunday, do you manage to get out? I mean, big sporting fixture. Well, I say big sporting fixture. Boat race. Did you manage to get down?
Are you joking? Is that kind of some sick joke?
What do you mean?
Even if I was fit and I was like benching my PB and squatting my PB and bicep curling my PB and I was in incredible nick and I'd scored 7 tries and I was up to get on it, there's not a hope in hell I'd be going to the boat race.
Mate. Why not?
Lame. The thing about rowing, especially boat race, is just loads of rowers who are built like locks, so you know they're not going to have any chat. And the problem with it, I know it's the biggest sporting event in the world. I doubt it. I'm pretty sure if you crunch the numbers, more people watched England Ireland than did like boat race. Oxford, Cambridge, okay, great. Bloody good universities. I look for it on a CV. But I don't really want to watch like 8 locks row. I mean, it's bloody boring. There's no banter.
Have you ever been
the
to
The only
watch?
Person delivering banter is like, looks like a little tiny hockey player. And my big problem with the whole boat race is that the majority of the boat race is through Putney, which is, as you know, one of the most average areas in London full of no chats.
Well, you say you hate
and I know the CEO Putney will sort of go to the annual London meeting, bang on about, you know, revenue, great from that. I'm like, great. You've got a bunch of people who are highly educated with zero banter, probably all work in laboratories trying to save the earth. Clapham, we've got the real people.
Yeah.
People work in city, pick up Finance, phones, make deals done, and are incredibly good nick. Like, not skinny stacked, like properly stacked, Freddie.
Like yourself.
The kind of guys who pick up a 42 kg kettlebell and just walk up and down doing a farmer's walk.
Wow.
That kind of, the kind of guys who's... forearms are massive.
Pumping with veins. Yeah.
The kind of guys who pick up a rugby ball after three or four Coronas and spiral kick it beautifully in the common.
Amazing.
That's the real people.
Yeah, yeah.
That's me in the gutter.
Hey, come on. Well,
that's
you're going to be fine.
Spotlight, losing my religion.
Well,
sorry, I'm an emotional wreck.
You say you hate rowing, but you've said many times that one of your favourite sporting events in the world is getting down to Henley Royal Regatta every time.
Yes, okay, you can fire that at me. Fine.
Yeah, okay.
Rowing event. That's a networking event, okay? Just two words, Mahiki tent, okay? Right. I don't see Mahikis going to Putney and setting up a tent.
No.
It just doesn't happen.
No, okay.
Henley is an event where you bump into people, you know, you went to school with or you saw in Doma Bay or at the Pelagoni Club when you're on holiday when you're younger. This kind of place you take clients to Japan who want to see a picturesque part of England.
Yeah,
there's a lot of benefits to Henley. It's a week-long festival.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a festival,
it's
mate.
It's a beautiful old...
Yeah, have you been to Wilderness? It's like Wilderness, but
the
there's
water.
A river running through it and people are rowing. I don't watch any of the rowing, but the boat race is in Putney and it's just two teams. It's boring, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
That's me in the gutter.
And he's the best of Britain, right?
That's me in the spotlight, losing my religion. Can you get me an ice pack, please? I need an ice pack. I need three ice packs. I'm in pain and I'm down and I'm hurting.
Well, Archie.
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry, I feel much better. Yeah, the ice packs are helping, and I don't feel like I'm going to...
It's a lot of ice.
I'm going
to
break into REM.
Yeah, good. You are purple and bruised, aren't you?
Really? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that is some of the worst accidental stamping I've seen.
That's
I mean,
really
look
bad.
At that. That's still bleeding. That
yeah, yeah, good. Poor thing.
I feel better. The ice is helping.
Obviously, you had a weekend of...
You don't do any, like, I don't know, coffee, date, banana, protein smoothies here, because that would also help.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Sorry.
That would help.
Well, also...
Anywhere near here that do that?
I don't know. We'll find out maybe afterwards. But let's get this up.
There is nothing better than going to a place with the smoothies and they just add whey protein.
Yeah.
That's a great way to take your protein.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice tip. That's a lovely tip. Tip of the week.
Yeah. So, tip of the week is...
That's Archie's tip of the week.
So, that is not my tip of the week.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's that time of the week again. It is time for Archie Curzon's tip of the week. Thank you very much.
The tip of the week is... to take your own protein whey in your rucksack. So if you do go to this place and they don't do it, you've got your own and it's
ready
free
to go.
Because you bought it.
Okay.
That's it's not free because you bought it online, but it's you're not going to charge
a ridiculous amount.
£5. Some of the places go, they charge £5 for a scoop.
Which shouldn't be a problem for you. You've got a lot of money. But
that's my tip. I take my own whey protein anywhere.
Okay.
I normally have my whey protein with my flat white.
Okay.
That's another good tip.
Even when you go clubbing? Even when you go clubbing, do you take a powder bag with you?
I don't now because sometimes it gets mistaken for pre-workout and that you know I'm off that stuff.
You've addicted it. Okay. Well, let's talk about our guest this week because you managed to get hold of Saracens captain, a man who's won multiple premierships, multiple Euro championships, incredible guy,
absolutely,
Mr. Jackson Ray.
Yep. So there's only one thing to say, and that's me in the gunner. That's
not
me
again,
in the
Archie.
Spotlight, losing my religion. Welcome, El Capitano. Of Sarasano is here.
Two great captains staring at each other in the face. This is a wonderful moment.
Two great guys with two great careers spanning over decades. One professional, one semi-professional, and the city.
It's a shame you didn't bring your trophies because we can see some personal accolades in the background there.
Yeah, that is... Yeah, if I'd known that.
I should have brought some more props.
Yeah, you really should have done.
Yeah.
We should say we are delighted, obviously, to be joined by Saracens captain, a man who's won four premierships, three Champions Cups, Jackson Ray. Jackson, firstly, you know, a question we ask all, I guess. How big a part has Archie Curzon's guidance, wisdom, you know, and the like-minded sort of nature of things played in your success to date?
Archie's been an inspiration, you know, the way that he tackles difficult subjects, takes it head on, leads by example. You know, it's brilliant to follow.
It's very kind words. And actually, it's interesting because a lot of the Saracens, you know, there's a lot of Saracens that follow me.
Yeah, there are.
You know, there's the Jamie George.
Yes.
Goody. There's Ben Earl.
Yeah.
There is
Lazowski.
Lazowski. Lazowski's girlfriend doesn't follow me, which is disappointing.
That is annoying. We'll have to try and change
I'm
that.
I'm a big fan of her work. Well, really big fan of her work.
Jackson, do you remember when we came down last year and Archie delivered a motivational speech? We were promised that we were going to get the first team and we just got subs, annoyingly. But do you remember that?
We got Alex Lewington. It was disappointing.
He'll be good because he's a big fan as well.
Yeah, yeah. No. I did speak to him. He's a good guy and he did thank me for everything I've done for him. But well, I was expecting the big guns. I was expecting Maraturgy to be there so I could deliver some C.H.A.T. chat.
Jackson, quickly before we move on, obviously we did come down to the stadium, Sternex, a weird place from us. You know, we live in South London, we live in Clapham, we live in sort of this incredible area. Suddenly we're on the North Circular in the middle of nowhere near Edgware, Sternex Stadium, surrounded by an athletics track. It took us about 2 hours to find a cab. It was all quite depressing. Do you ever think, as an incredibly accomplished player, it's time that you pack your bags and went abroad, France, Japan, get out the North Circ?
No, you know, it's a lovely area. You know, it might not be south of the river, but and I like to go in and out of the south of the river, but I like to be able to go back up to my you know, my comfortable surroundings up around North Circular areas. It's good.
Personally, I think that area where the Stonex Stadium is and, you know, around that North Circ would be a phenomenal place to hold like a Duke of Edinburgh award. I mean, there's a lot of obstacles to be taken, you know, crossing that road, the bridges, getting up by that athletic track, you know, in the right time of day could be dangerous.
Well, that was obviously last year before the big game or the big match, whatever you call it nowadays. You've obviously just had the big game this weekend at the Tottenham Stadium. This year we weren't invited, which is weird.
I don't know why. Okay. I was busy anyway.
Okay. Well, you guys won obviously 36-24 against Harlequins. How was that experience? And, you know, was there a good piss up north of the river around Tottenham Stadium to celebrate?
No, it was good. Obviously, I think last year we had about sort of 28,000. This time we had 55,000, and it was the atmosphere was brilliant. The stadium itself. Have you been there?
I'm not a massive Kev Ball fan, Jackson. I'll be honest with you. I know you're a big West Ham fan. And again, that's another area. West Ham is an area I'd like to hold the Duke of Edinburgh Award. I've been there once.
Really?
To do what? Yeah, when I first moved to London, I went to West Ham to watch David Hay versus Jared Chisora at the old Upton Park.
Oh, yeah.
Probably the most terrifying experience of my life. Yeah. I went into a pub, ordered a beer, and quickly made my scarpered. I thought I was going to get killed.
I can't imagine you fitting that well around that area. You know, it was...
No. Yeah. No, I. No one had business
in a bad way.
Yeah, no one from my recollection had been to Val d'Isère. Put it that way. And no one really knew where Damer Bay was in Cornwall. But no, I haven't been to the stadium. Haven't been to Spurs, but it looks incredible.
Yeah, I mean the atmosphere was phenomenal. And obviously, some nice rugby was played, and we got the win. So all in all, successful weekend.
There's a bit of a rivalry with the Quins, isn't there?
Yeah, for some reason, they don't really like us, which is quite common for quite a lot of clubs, I would say, but then more so. Yeah.
Was there any beef on the pitch? Like any, you know, chat? Normally the Quins boys, Marla, getting a bit vocal, Kersey?
Oh, there's always a little bit, you know, there's always a little bit of chat, but you've got to try and bring that down to as little as possible by just beating them. That's usually the best way to do it. So fortunately, we're able to do that.
It sounds very similar to the relationship I have with my stepbrother.
What do you mean?
Yeah, Hector. Well, he doesn't like me, but I don't really know why. And it's a bit of a, you know, it's, you know, he likes to beat me. He likes to beat me. You know, he's always, you know.
But then he's making more money than you. So like,
yeah, he's beating me now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I am the Quins. He is the Saracens. Yeah. And that's why, you know, he doesn't say much. I give him a lot of chat.
Yeah, yeah. So you have the chat, but he's got the money.
Yeah, I'm like, mate, got over 80,000 followers on Instagram. He's like, mate, I've got a wife, I've got kids. Got a high paid job and I'm content in my life. I'm like whatever, mate. Got 80,000 followers on it. I'm bloody happy, mate. Okay, I'm bench pressing like near 100. I'm bench pressing over my weight. I am.
And really?
Okay. No, I haven't videoed. I'll film it.
Jackson, how sexy did Marcus Smith look at scrum half for that 10 minutes? I mean, that was possibly the best bit of the match, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's a nice looking chap. You know?
Do you wear your shorts like Marcus Smith? You know, like him, like Jack Grealish, they wear that tight, small short and then the longer sock. Is that how you...
Yes, that is how I wear my shorts. Like now the weather's getting good, I'm permanently in shorts, tight shorts. And I have actually, I put a suggestion to the HR in my office saying, can we get like a pinstripe blazer, but just instead of trousers, just some nice tight shorts to go with that. I think it'd be quite a smart look in the city.
Okay.
I have got bloody good legs. Like anyone that knows me knows me for my banter and my legs.
And you want to show them both
and
off.
The fact that I can bench press quite a high amount for my stature.
Well, Jackson, obviously you are
and my work ethos as well. I'm okay. Bloody good at
you
working.
Done?
Yeah, my ethos. I'm like Jackson. There's a lot of similarities. Like when Jackson ran the ruck, I'm like that in the city. I won't stop.
You're dirty.
Yeah, in terms of nicking clients of other companies, like a turnover in rugby, that is me. I am actually, funnily enough, I'm a mixture of a fly half and a flanker in the city because I get the deals, I spot the opportunities, but if I need to get in there and get my hands dirty, you know, stay on my feet, turn the ball over, you know, turn the client over. I will.
Okay.
And I'm capable, and I sometimes even nick a client when my feet are off the ground, and they don't see me.
That's the kind of inspiration I'm talking about. Do you know what I mean?
That is inspiring.
That's it. I know exactly what he means.
You've always been playing for 14 years now, which means you used to play alongside Steve Borthwick. What was he like as a teammate on and off the pitch? Did he have any chat?
Chat, probably. I mean, every now and then he'd shock you with a bit of good crack. But I mean, he was very focused. Like, I mean, I can't say he was, most full of banter I've ever seen, but he was very serious and very good.
He's very lucky. He's got three world class fly halves. We're very lucky. We've got Owen, we've got Marcus and George as well. We're very, very blessed.
You've met Steve a couple times, haven't you?
I've egged him. I egged him when he was at Bath. I egged him. It's my claim to fame. he was walking down the road and I threw an absolute corker. I hit him and he didn't know who it was.
Well, Archie was doing...
Nick and Bendon was driving the car. Don't want to say anything, but Bendy was driving the car and he was petrified that Steve might find out. Well, Steve, you now know.
I knows.
What are you going to do about it?
Well, yeah, he's probably
not a lot.
Busy.
You're an England head coach. Yeah. You're in the press all around you. Do your worst.
Archie was doing a video commenting on how props no longer wear trunks no longer reveal themselves in the showers nowadays. Are there any like that in Saracens? Do the props, you know, hide themselves?
I've never really seen it as a thing. There isn't anyone that, unless we're in the ice bath or the jacuzzi, like that's just PC. You know, you keep your shorts.
Yeah.
You know, that's not, you know, you don't go in there. I mean, that's a bit weird. So
that is true. And actually I do a lot of work with my charity, the Micro Penis Foundation.
Yes. You're the ambassador.
And actually, you know, that's something we are looking at, are trying to get guys out of their trunks into the ice bath to make it normal.
Give them confidence.
To make it, you know, make men not worry about the size of their penis.
Do you go naked in yours? You go probably down the facilities at the
bathroom, Steve? Yes. I mean, for me, everyone knows I always wear swim shorts in the shower. Not because I...
Why?
No, I haven't. What? I've got a massive one, but it's more... Because I do the work with Micro Penis Foundation. That's because I'm making guys feel more comfortable.
Well, I thought you were taking the piss out of props for wearing them.
No, yeah, I do. That's
do you
banter.
Wear them?
No, now I realise, actually, in this day and age, you can't just be throwing stuff out. You know, props are sensitive. Some of them identify as fat.
Okay. Jackson, obviously you guys have to take long coaches up and down the country to go and play these away games. I know you're a boy from Sunderland, we'll touch on that in a second. But if you had to be stuck in the back of a coach next to Chris Wiles and Owen Farrell, who would you choose?
Is it on the way up or the way down?
Well, way back. Does Faz get on it or not?
Well, yeah, definitely. Yeah, he has music on. He's big on his music.
Yeah.
What's so he like? What does Farrell like to listen to?
Do you know what? He's got one
Hard
of the...
House.
He's got one of the most like random music tastes because... It's pretty much everything.
What you're saying is, you know, we were very fortunate enough. We did a podcast, live podcast with Chris Wiles for the Ed Slater Foundation, raised thousands of pounds.
Yep.
And it does say something about Chris that he is deemed more boring than Owen. We were there and we really did witness it. Poor old Chris. I mean, great guy. But my God, he had like if you mark someone for banter between 0 and 10, He's minus 5.
It was the first.
He was. I mean, I don't know. Just if anyone's listening to this who does hospitality, I think, you know, honestly, reach out to me before you go to Chris. It was terrifying.
It was the first
poor old
time
Chris.
In
and he
history.
Had a relatively interesting career. Yeah. You know,
first time in history that a attendant for charity gig asked for a refund.
Yeah,
which was quite something.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a legend.
Yeah, he's good bloke.
he's a top guy. But you might have had him serious, you know. It's all about the questions.
Yeah, well, Alistair Hargreaves there, he was good.
Lovely guy.
Really enjoyed it.
Captain Fantastic. Yeah. I mean, just touching on Farrell before we move on, you were probably at the club when Andy was still there, were you? What was that like, seeing those books? I saw a video the other day on YouTube pop up with, like, Owen. Every time his dad was tackled, he was like, "Oh, you bastard! Like, get off him!" And like, they just seemed to have quite a weird relationship off the pitch. What was it like, them sharing change room?
They actually played together in a pre-season game, and Owen came on, and it was. I think he might have actually come on before his dad, but no, like, they're very intense. I mean, look, like, when you're on the pitch, they very much play the way they play.
It's my dream to play with my dad. Still,
does he play?
He used to play a long time ago. Yeah, he was actually a fairly decent. He played for his university first team, and he was a good player. He played centre, so it could work. But he's pushing nearly 80 now, so it'd have to be the right kind of game to do it. But I reckon he'd still do it. Still get through 10-20 minutes.
Your dream's just to
on
talk
the pop
to
ball. On the pop ball, the switch, just the switch. Open a gap. There'd be, you know, the equivalent of a prop, and you just, you know, I'd shimmy, show the ball through the back over here. And then in he goes. And he's still got a bit of gas. Because, I mean, his current wife now is 37. So, you know, you've got to be fairly good nick to keep up with that. He's got a couple of kids with her. So I saw
the triple dummy, what was it? The triple dummy switch.
That's FTSE 250. FTSE 250.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, FTSE 250. Of that.
Well, don't you worry, because I'm heading to Leicester in the next couple of weeks, and I've got another secret move up, and I'm telling you what, they're going to love it. Mike Brown is going to absolutely love. I can't wait to meet Mike Brown.
Yeah, he's
make
gonna
sure
be.
Wiggy's watching, because he might take it to England when he goes. You never know.
I'm looking forward to actually picking his brain, just because I've got some quite interesting views on rugby, attacking rugby, and you've seen what Nick Evans has done. And so I'm thinking, maybe I'll just get myself in there. And if I, you know, I couldn't, the thing about me is, in the city, I'm a great business partner. I get on with all kinds of people, you know, whether they're from Richmond or Fulham or Gloucestershire, Oxfordshire, like any, I get on with all kinds of different personnel, all kinds of people who've gone to all kinds of different private schools. I'm very good at that. And so I bank myself, even though I had to work with Owen Farrell, yes, we're very different people. I probably could get the best out of him. I could get that Marcus Smith, Owen Farrell access working.
Well, Jackson
just
Ray.
Just because I'm a good people person.
Jackson Ray.
I get on with you.
You guys seem to be getting on.
You've got an earring.
Well, you guys seem to be getting on very well. Jackson's from Sunderland via Essex.
He doesn't know where either of those places are, I'm sure.
I know where Essex is, because I've met a couple of girls in Infernos from there. They got a hell of an accent, haven't they? It's quite adorable. Sunderland
is miles away.
Miles away, okay.
It's basically Newcastle.
Oof, I'm sorry to hear.
But no, I moved down when I was young, really young, two or three, so... I've learned all I know from really around London, so I feel fortunate.
Well, and I'm still yet to go to Essex, but I've become friends with Johnny Fisher, who's the Romford Bull, and he said to me, like, I could come down to Romford. He said I'd find it interesting. He put that in exclamation mark.
Well, you're quite good friends with Callie Slazer as well. She was from Essex.
Yeah, I think, yeah, she's a great girl.
And El Brook.
North of where we're stadium is rough, then be ready, basically.
Don't you worry. I've had some run-ins with some pretty rough people, SW4, okay? I'll tell you, and I can handle myself.
What, the festival?
Yeah,
what
SW4. Happened? Oh, mate. Some proper wrong-ins. They went to Harrow boarding school, but they were proper wrong-ins, and they were trying a queue barge, and I just said, hey, buddy, do you mind? There's a queue here. I said, there's a queue, and this queue here, where we're all queuing, and you just jumped in, mate. To be fair, he didn't realise. He went to the back straight away. But I dealt with it.
It could have kicked off.
I dealt with it pretty well. He knew if he didn't get out of the queue, I was going to get even louder. I was going to shout even louder. And I had a couple of friends with me that I could have
things
could
kick
I could have called on.
Commercial break.
Hey guys, it's AC here, the Chief Chat Officer. I'm so sorry to barge in on your podcast listening and interrupt what is a phenomenal podcast. It really is. I don't know how we do it, but we've done it for years and we continue to deliver. But look, like I said, I don't want to make this a big ding. I know you've got a lot of work to get on with and a lot of podcasts to listen to, but we've again partnered with Beer 52. You get 8 free beers, 2 high protein stacks. It's all free. All you have to pay for is postage and packaging, which is just over £5. I mean, I've said it before, I probably lose over £5 a day, so it's nothing. Just click on the link and buy your beers. Okay, look, I'm going to leave you to it, but good chatting to you and love and champagne.
Jackson, let's go into your career because obviously you've been an incredible player.
Let's delve into this. This is like Piers Morgan now.
Yeah. Well,
you say we warmed up.
He's had an incredible career for the last 10, 15 years. You know, top of his game, won everything there is to win. How frustrating has it been that we've seen some shockers get called up to England and a man who's been so consistent has never got a bite at the cherry?
I mean, look, it was frustrating for a little while. I think probably it was one of them things I would... I used to phone and ask what, you know, what I needed to do and all that kind of stuff. And then you get to a point where you just enjoy where you are.
So, Jackson, you'd phone up Eddie Jones, right? Right. Yeah. So, Archie, if you be Eddie just for this instance, Jackson, could you just take us through what would happen? So,
hello.
What's thinking of my games? What do I need to be focusing on? So what do I need to be focusing
got it,
on?
Got it. Yeah. I said the same thing to Ollie Haskell Collins. I said you got to beat more tacklers, mate. Got to beat more tacklers. You need to get bigger. You need to get stronger. The game is changing. 4-year cycle, mate. Gonna be a lot more ball in play, and that's what we're working to. We're working to a faster, stronger game. You need to get you bigger. You need to get you taking more people down. Beating more tackles. I want to see more missed passes, mate. Come back to me when you've done a couple of missed passes.
Bet he was bang on into the missed passes.
Yeah. Well, have you dropped an old, a text to your old mate Borthers, now he's in charge? Said, look, that back row looks sexy towards the Six Nations, but they're shit.
I saw Steve at dinner recently, and now he's got some quality players in the
very area. Blessed. Like, very blessed. Got number
very,
of,
very blessed.
Got a number of good players in the back row.
You know, you've got Billy and the, like, guys who are out of it at the moment, and it's an unbelievably competitive position. It always has been, and probably always will be.
So it wasn't because England HR team misunderstood that you were the son of controversial Lennon Nigel Ray, and they didn't want to reward nepotism.
Do you know what? I actually had that a lot when I was younger. It pained me to have to deal with it all the time. And now and then I get it, you know, once every blue moon, but I wish I was. You know what I mean? I might live in
it. He's got a lot of cash.
Yeah. I might live south of the river.
That's the way to work up, get to the tree. Number of guys I know whose dads are the CEOs, and they are doing bloody well.
Have you done business with Nigel? I mean, you guys are always cutting edge.
I haven't personally done business with Nigel. I've seen him from a distance in the net, and I've given him a nod because I think he's quite hot on Instagram.
Yeah.
So he knows he'd be a guy that knows who's blowing up on Instagram right now. I see him in the net, I'll give him a little nod or a wink, and then he gives me that. He did that once. He thought I was the waiter. And I said, no, I'm a member. I showed him my card. And then I went to show him my phone. He said, I'm in a meeting, mate. Do you mind? I said, okay. Next time, pretty sure he nodded at me in recognition.
Jackson, obviously 6 Prems, 4 European finals. Which was the messiest night of them all?
Probably the first European Cup. That was some night that, I mean, bear in mind, we didn't actually go out. We used to in the hotel, but it was... Pretty big. And then the one in Edinburgh was big as well, because we won in Edinburgh and then we went out in Edinburgh and then we were on the train back the next day straight into London again. And then we had to actually play the semi-final week after. So that was a bit of a tricky one. But after the Premiership wins, obviously you've seen a lot of the stuff flying around when after the last game of the season. They're always good ones. Was it Saturday night, Sunday and Monday?
Yeah.
Real tough stint. You have to really, you know, yourself.
That's when Goody comes to into his element, isn't it? I've done a bit of hospitality with him and we discussed it in depth. He told me about he banged on about how good he was in the night. I'd take him aside and say how bad he was at hospitality. I'd sort of take the reins, but you know.
Do you know what with Goody, right? This is a good story. Like one year he's like, right guys, no fancy dress. Right, no fancy dress. We're going to a good place. Because he sorts it all out. Because he's obviously, you know, look, he's the most connected man other than yourself.
In the
vicinity. He said, right, no fancy dress, guys. We're going to this nice place. So, all right, fair enough. We turn up. Everyone's nice, decent gears. He turns up as the Joker with a nurse's outfit, wig on, makeup, and everyone's like, what on earth? He basically said no fancy dress, but he was the only one allowed.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Was that to Inferno's, by any chance?
It was actually, I think, it was the Prince.
Fulham. You go there a bit there, don't you?
Yeah, there's a good set there.
Maiden Chelsea
good
lot.
Good guys there. Good guys, all in good nick.
Jackson, Saracens get a bit of a bad rep for being overly serious, working too hard, being a bit boring on the piss. Can you tell us about those mid-season trips, though? Because that's really when you boys came alive, isn't it? Ripped things up and misbehaved?
Well, we do work hard, but then we go out and have a good time as well. So, yeah, there's been some absolute crackers, to be honest. I mean, this year, I think we're going to Barcelona this year. We're going in a few weeks.
Oh.
So that'll be a good few days. I mean, to be honest, I'm probably doing reeling off some of actually the most favourite places in the world here, like Verbier a couple of times.
Yeah.
Pretty premium.
Yeah.
We're going to St. Anton as well, also pretty cool.
Yeah, right there, Dan.
Where else have we been? Obviously, we went to
Miami.
Well, I mean, look, again, we've been down quite far. We went to Miami, we've been Chicago.
Chicago.
Again, there's quite a few places, to be honest. It's all very good. Barcelona a few times, so that'd be good to go by there.
Just a quick question we actually got. You reminded me there talking about St. Anton and the like. Lots of people saying, how come you haven't been skiing this year? Because they keep seeing you go like, love skiing, love that. But
yeah, good question. I mean, this is Jacko's interview, but I'm happy to answer any questions from fledging fans. Look, everyone knows, I'm sure Jacko can say, like, you know, the world is in a cost of living crisis for a lot of people. Not for me. Actually, my sector, business is booming and I'm making more money than ever. And it's just, you know, while the grass is green, I'm cutting it up. Money. I'm mowing it up and I'm putting it I'm putting all the grass in a bag, dust bins. I'm not throwing that grass in the bin. I'm keeping it in a cupboard. And then next year, when I've got loads of grass, I'll be able to pay the grass to go skiing, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay. They say that money makes money.
Yeah, money makes money. And also, I'm a new father. I mean, it's not like I can't just disappear.
But you never spend any time with her anyway.
I know the nanny does, but I have to make sure the nanny's doing the right job. I need to check. She doesn't ski. I've asked her three times.
Okay. Well, last week we had...
I can ski. I mean, people have seen me ski. I just haven't done 1 year. Give it a break.
People
are just so irritated.
You're wearing trunks in the shower now with you not actually skiing. Yeah, they're going, like, what's going on, Archie?
I'm just, sometimes, I mean, not that it gets to me, but sometimes people do, you know, the messaging is constant, the abuse. I don't feel it. I don't feel it.
Doesn't look like it, yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Well, last year, your life was nearly turned. Oh, are you right, Archie?
Yeah.
last year, your sort of career, your life was nearly turned upside down when you were, you know, the victim of incredibly serious tackle, which left you with a fractured skull. Can you take us through how sort of terrifying that moment was, and then the, sort of the repercussions in the following days?
Well, initially, I actually didn't realise what happened until after the game. So, first of all, it wasn't too bad, and then I had a bit of like an ache around my eye. I was like, that's a bit weird. And then I felt here and there was like a little lump, a little dent in there, so like a little dip. And I feel a bit average. Like when you break any bone, it feels like numb and achy and you feel a bit weird. And they said, yeah, you might want to get that checked. So I went to get it checked and the scans, had a pretty severe sort of divot. Like pretty much like if you had a ping pong ball and you squashed it, and you know, like when you stand in a bike, it literally looked like that. There was two options. There was to leave it and it'll probably be all right, or just to put a plate in and get it done. So I went with the plate option. I thought, if I want to, you know, have a fledgling life in the city following Archie around, a dent in the head is probably a bad idea, you know.
Agreed.
No, Ed, so, you're right. I mean, you're lucky. You've been a pro rugby player and people know you are. But, you know, it's look good, play good. And, you know, that's another... I'm blessed because I am aesthetically pleasing on the eye, and
you've had a lot of work done.
I've had some teeth done. Yeah, I've had my teeth done. Sure, my teeth are absolute A grade.
Yeah, they're great.
I walk into meetings like this. that's the first thing they see. Like that. Yeah. Hello, like that. But no, but I mean, I get regular messages from like girls just saying like, hit me up, and like you know you're good, like good looking guy when you get that.
Okay.
And a lot of these girls are from abroad. Like, yeah, I'm getting a lot of people. And, you know, and then I hit them back up and they're like telling me they can get me a blue tick on Instagram. I mean, these girls are high end. These guys are the, you know.
They're not bots in a factory.
No way. No. Okay. No. I mean, weirdly, they all can offer me the blue tick, but not bots because I chat to them for ages. Okay. But then they want money to do a blue tick. And I'm like, can you not talk to your boss? Like, I'm a good looking guy. And they say, a lot of them don't come back because they've gone to go and ask their boss. So soon, I could have 7 blue ticks. I'll be the first guy on Instagram. Just before we finish, Freddie, because obviously this is the end of the podcast and Jacko's going to go in a minute. Just a couple of things just to go back to the boys with. Firstly, send my regards to Maro. Just tell him, like, just tell him to come back to me on the message I sent him because he didn't come back to that. Also, Jamie George, can you tell Jamie George from me, man up. He won't come on the pod and he's being very silly. So just tell him to man up. Otherwise, I'm going to come down there. I have to shout at him. That's what I want to say.
Done. I've made notes of that. I'm a sticky notes.
Good man. Make a note of that.
Make a note to follow up with Eva. Got Jacko's email. Yeah, so I will send the questions there. Say hello tomorrow. And then just say, I'm going to shout at Jamie George.
Shout at Jamie George.
Jamie George. And put in our brackets, loud shouting.
Loud shouting. Okay.
Get back in the queue. Does he have chat? Or does he have no chat? Does he have chat? Or does he have no chat? Does he have chat? Or does he have no chat? Gonna ask those questions now.
Mecca Vinopola.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to give it to him. He's funny. Chat.
Alex Good?
No.
No chat.
Maro Itoje.
Yeah.
Chat. Brad, sure? Yeah. You sure about that?
I mean, he chats with his body. You know, his action, the way he walks around the place. Okay. You know, it's all always vocal.
Body chat.
Okay. Body chat. Brad Barrett.
Yeah, he's an experienced man. Yeah, he's got a rich taste.
Chat.
Skulk Brits.
Bucket loads.
Chat.
George Cruz.
No chat. No, I can't give it to him. No
Chris
chat.
Ashton.
No chat.
Steve Borthwick.
No, sorry, Steve, can't give it to you. Sorry.
Matt Stevens.
Very chatty.
He's I'd say I'm for that. Yeah.
Will Skelton.
He's a funny, funny man. So I'm gonna say yes.
And finally, Vincent Cock.
No, I'm going to say no to Vincent.
No, Jack. Nice. Jackson Ray, you've been absolutely wonderful. Good luck for the rest of the season.
Jacko, and Archie, thank you so much.
For Saracen celebrations.
Love and champagne. Can't wait to see you for end of season lash out.
See you, guys. See you later.
What an absolute legend Jackson Ray was.
Good guy.
A proper British man.
Good
you
guy.
Don't really see that in rugby nowadays, do you? An Essex boy, Sunderland, hardworking.
Yeah. No, it's crafter. Good. And I think you could just tell he had a lot of respect for me, which I really like.
I'm not sure.
Feels
but,
like the podcast is back this week.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't gone last week.
No. What happened last week?
But Ollie High School Collins is on.
Yeah.
Probably not the most interesting person. Good guy.
Great guy.
Good guy. But the podcast is on the upward trajectory again. Yeah. The chat is coming back. You know, it's a volatile market, the podcast market.
It is.
It's a bit up and down, but that felt good, that interview. That felt good. I feel stronger. I feel like I could, just from that bit of chat, I feel like I could be back this weekend. Sometimes a bit of chat aids recovery, and I'm feeling better. I probably won't break into any REM, I promise you. I feel a lot better.
Will you break into anything else,
if
though?
If you're getting down, baby, I want you now, baby. If you're getting down, baby, I want you now, baby. It's been a five. That I'm feeling happy. That's the thing. That's brought me out of the funk. I was really struggling at the beginning of the podcast. It's really important, actually, to tell people when you're struggling, you know, talk to people or just sing REM.
Your embarrassing tales, oh yeah. What are your embarrassing tales? Your embarrassing tales, oh yeah. Oh, tell Archie Curzon, he will judge you now. Well, Archie, we decided off the back of last week in many ways to bring the fans back involved in the podcast. And by podcast, award-nominated podcast, the best comedy podcast in the world.
Yes.
By the way, all you have to do is click the link in the podcast notes, 1 minute to set up an account, and you can vote for us to win. There's only about a week to go, so please do that now.
Because there are people, we should say, there's a lot of people have voted, and we want to say thanks so much. But there are a lot of people, the thousands and thousands and thousands of people listening to podcasts who are taking the absolute piss.
They really are.
I'm talking to you, buddy. You've got this in your ear. You're all probably on the Northern Line, going to your cushy job.
Yeah.
Why don't you get out your cushy life, click on the link, sign up, and vote for the podcast? You absolute bellend.
Oh,
that person knows exactly who they are.
They're probably nodding along.
I don't want to get rude, okay? Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Thanks for making it what it is. You didn't actually do anything. We're here making it good.
Yeah.
You've just put it in your ears. You've simply taken a free product and enjoyed it for free.
Freebie.
Oh, I have to sign up for Spotify. Yeah, you get loads of other stuff, mate. Don't come to me about Spotify's prices. Just don't be a bellend. and sign up. I know you've never heard me say Bellend. That's how serious I am.
We're talking about
when I say Bellend, things happen. I've only called four people a Bellend at work behind their back. That's how
and they're,
well, I don't want to say because I don't want to get in trouble because it's actually a horrible word.
Okay,
really not nice to call.
Well,
people
talking about freebies.
I mean, that's how serious they are.
Talking about freebies, even the advertisers we have on the pod now, we're giving out free products. You know, there's fucking Beer 52. We're giving people 8 free beers, 2 free snacks. Everything is free, so please just click on that link and vote. But let's get through this because we're now going to bring back a sort of version of the old favourite.
Yeah, what is
don't
it?
Get too excited. Yeah. Clubhouse Stories. Similar to that, but it's not Clubhouse Stories. Calm down. It's been...
If you're getting down, baby, I want you now, baby. If you're getting down, baby, I want you now. Now, baby.
Actually, let me get a word in edgeways. Yeah. It's been retitled. Yep. Well, I said retitled, repurposed in many ways as the most embarrassing tales. So we're going to hear from people about the most embarrassing stories or their mate's best embarrassing
stories. That's embarrassing in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, is it? Okay.
The title of it is quite embarrassing, Freddie. Yeah. Did you come up with that?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing that you came up with that, and it's going to be embarrassing that people are going to be telling embarrassing stories.
Well, let's
get to it.
We're going to have a couple each week. All you have to do is DM the Rig Biz account with a voice note and we can get them done. So let's start. The first one comes from a certain Felix Henderson.
Oh.
Evening, Big Rigs. This is one for you. A couple of years ago, I was in Africa on holiday. I was bitten on the arse by a sand fly, which unfortunately made me quite ill. Turns out I had a tropical disease. Anyway, came back to London, was in hospital having a couple of tests done, which one of them was a finger up the bum. A couple of seconds later, I felt a mild discomfort, and then I immediately realised that I'd came everywhere. In utter dismay and embarrassment, I apologised to the nurse, and she said, "Oh, don't worry, it happens quite a lot." It didn't make me feel any better, but there we are. C'est la vie.
Ah, great story from Felix Henderson. You can find him on LinkedIn, I'm pretty sure. Felix, as it sounds. Henderson, as it sounds as well. I imagine by the sound of his voice, he probably does something bloody well. I didn't really understand the end bit. So he came out of his bum hole.
They came to... No, the lady put her fingers up his ass to do a test.
Yeah.
And he came.
Oh, from where?
From his penis.
Okay.
Because her fingers were up his ass.
Okay.
Have you never done that with a girl?
No. I've had it where a guy in the rugby club's done it up my ass, and I've come out on my bottom, but never out my my front bottom.
That's impressive.
Yeah,
you've
but it's
bottom.
Not really come. It's more there's just something out there that hasn't come out in days. You know, just haven't managed to get it out.
It's just shit.
Good story though, and love the fact that Felix goes on holiday in Africa, so he must come from good stock. That's the kind of guy I like listening to podcasts. I bet you he's voted for this being the best podcast.
I bet he has.
Just that snippet of him coming to podcasts and us analysing it.
Calling you a Big Rig.
World
as well.
Class.
Yeah.
Big Rig. Love that. Can you start calling me Big Rig?
Yeah, we'll do Big Rig.
Thank you.
And then finally, we got one from David Holm.
After my Michelin-starred Indian Sunday lunch in central London, I was accosted by a man at the petrol pumps asking for some money to buy some food. Now, I'm not normally the charitable type, but on this occasion, a guy was very persistent and told me he knew exactly what he wanted to eat. So once I'd filled up with petrol, I went into the petrol station, and the chap pretty much danced down the aisles where he went to the freezer section and selected a Ferrero Rocher ice cream, which I thought was a bit steep. Anyway, it got me thinking, Archie, what if you did fall on hard times, what would you ask someone to buy you and why?
Wow. Can I just say, David Ho sounds like a really good guy.
Very well spoken.
Really well spoken. And he sounded like he was probably chewing on some kind of very expensive fudge or caviar.
Yeah.
I couldn't really decipher.
That's a lovely sound, yeah.
Really good guy. And what a charitable guy.
Yeah.
You know, but that's, you do find the rich are very charitable.
Yeah.
I certainly am. Good question as well at the end. For me, non-negotiable, people always ask me, what would be your meal on death row? Straight away, cottage cheese.
What, just upon it?
Yeah, just a big tub of cottage cheese. Absolutely delicious. Love it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you again for listening, and we will, of course, be back next week. In the
thank
meantime,
you.
Please don't forget to
we
vote for us to win the best comedy
and
podcast.
Just
and also,
for
don't
us.
Forget to milk the free 8 beers from Beer 52. All you have to do is click
beers.
The link and pay £5 odd packaging. It's just an absolute no-brainer. Are you okay? You're happy again? This is
I
good
am,
to see.
I am. Jackson Ray's really turned me
around. Jackson Ray's
they've had the Saracen effect.
Yeah, yeah.
Saracens are successful because they've got a good culture, good people, and Jackson Ray's made me feel good.
Well, that's good.
I
hopefully,
was just singing at the end. To say thank you.
Very nice of
get
you.
Get free beers Vote for the pod. I'm quite musical. Well, as many people are now realizing with all our music videos.
Oh, actually, let's finish this differently. Why don't you just sing us out?
Can you get your guitar? We haven't done that for ages.
Yes,
get your
go
guitar.
For it.
Just get your guitar.
What are you saying?
Just play a tune and I'll press. While you get ready, just want to say, guys, please don't forget to vote. This is the last week we can vote. Don't be a bell end, as I say. And I know that's a horrible word. And I don't mean it, but I do. Stop being a bell end and vote for the podcast. Here we go. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is a little story about a guy, a hero, a champion, Archie Curzon, semi-professional hero who got accidentally injured by his rugby team on the weekend. He was feeling low, depressed. But then he came on the podcast, then he came on the podcast, was singing R.E.M., oh no. Then he met Jackson Ray, then he had some banter with Shedhead. Bedhead was there and Tophead, and now feeling good, Archie's feeling good, oh yeah. Singing in the third person, that's right. Always makes me feel better when I sing in the third person. Archie, you're such a good guy. You're good looking, you're successful, and you're really happy. I wish I could be you, Archie. Oh yeah, I'm happy. Yes, Archie's happy. We're all happy now.
We're all happy now.
Don't forget to vote for the potty this week. And make Archie happy and me real happy, please. Love and champagne. That was bloody good.